listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Mrs. Stacy Mallinson. She's the Director of Constituent Relations for 1517, the Legacy Project. Stacy, welcome to His Time.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have a chance to talk with you today about your work with 1517 and some of the projects going on with 1517, the Legacy Project. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with 1517, the Legacy Project. Why did you get involved, and what is your work with 1517, the Legacy Project?
Yeah, so basically, 1517, the Legacy Project, is something that, I joined the team last May, so almost a year ago, and basically, I have been involved with higher education for many years. My husband's a professor, and I started out with work at one of the colleges that he was at Trinity Lutheran College, working in their foundation office and helping with alumni relations. And basically, that kind of brought me into the door of development work, and I just have such a passion for especially Lutheran higher education and just education in general. And so with the opportunity of 1517, I jumped on board with helping them. Basically, one of the things that I sort of realized with being connected with higher education is, the colleges are struggling and our church attendance is struggling. So not to be, not to go down that dark road, but I think it's just the gospel message. It matters, and why Lutheran theology is so important matters. And if we can get that message out there, I think we can help invigorate the institutions in our churches again.
You mentioned your appreciation for Lutheran higher education and being involved in Lutheran higher education. Why is it important that today that we have Lutheran higher education, that we have another generation of Lutheran theologians and scholars to teach theology, to teach history, to teach church history? Why is it so important? Because it sounds like that's really some of the key work of 1517 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, basically with this world, there's just, it's a hurting world. And I think that the gospel message is an oasis in the desert. We need Christ. And unfortunately, I think, I think that it's too easy just to kind of go about your business and not really even, think about it. There's so much we can keep ourselves busy with that you don't always have to stop and sort of think about, what really matters in this world. And basically, by discovering your vocation and living that out to serve others, that just is so important to be able to share that message of Christ crucified with others, and why we're here and why all of this matters. And we need to train people to be able to do that, to be able to share the message. And also, we need to be able to know how to defend our faith when we're talking to other people.
Absolutely. And to be able to speak about it in today's context as well. We need to know the history we need to know God's word. We need to know history, and we need to understand the world around us to be able to speak about it in our context, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, cultural engagement is huge. And that's a lot of what 1517 is all about through our projects. With our podcasts and our blogs and things, it's taking what are some of these issues that are coming up in this context right now, currently, what our situation is in this world. And then how do we engage with that world and do it in such a way that is Christ-like, that helps bring hope. And like I said, that oasis in the desert.
What are some of the projects that you're working on, that 1517, the Legacy Project, is working on, and how can others get involved?
Yeah, so we have, we have Virtue in the Wasteland podcast. So there's two podcasts. There's that one and also the Thinking Fellows podcast. And they basically offer a couple different things. The Virtue in the Wasteland podcast, it is about culture, religion, and ethics. And basically, they discuss topics related to living faithfully and thoughtfully with our complex cultural landscape. And then the Thinking Fellows podcast, it has three doctors that are all in conversation as they explore topics related to theology, history, and apologetics. We also have blogs. There's the Jagged Word blog that kind of, it's meant to be thought-provoking and kind of inspiring. I'm hoping for people to really connect readers to the power and freedom of the gospel. And then there's also the NRP blog itself, which has more of an, the 1517 blog, mm-hmm. that has more of like a just sort of a more evangelistic type message and with apologetic flavor. So there's those. We also have our speakers bureau, which where we send out speakers to congregations and events. Again, the specialty is evangelism and apologetics, but also there's many topics that are meant that they can cover. Our speakers are able to talk on history, philosophy, theology. So that's interesting as well. We have Christ Hold Fast is a new project, and they're kind of, you know, doing some of the conferencing right now. We have a conference coming up actually next week in Florida, in Orlando. So those are some of the main projects that we have. Oh, and NRP Books, I can't forget them. That's our publishing house. And so we are able to publish various books, and coming out really soon is Wittenberg versus Geneva. so that'll be a fun one.
Oh. But what do you say? That'll be a fun one. What are you looking forward to about that one?
Well, with that one, it's basically, it helps discuss some of the differences between Lutherans and Calvinists, and do those differences matter? So it provides a biblical defense of some of the key doctrines that have divided the Lutheran and Reformed traditions. So, you know, I'm very much looking forward to reading that myself.
Well, very good. What have you learned most since you've come on board as the director of constituent relations? What has been most interesting? What have you learned more about 1517 or church history or theology as you meet people and interact with them too, who are, you know, making use of the resources at 1517?
You know, I think I honestly think that sometimes people haven't always stopped to really think of what they believe and why they believe it. I actually came into Lutheran theology a little bit later, and I started out in sort of the evangelical circles, and it's kind of interesting, but I definitely think that a lot of times people just sort of feel like they inherit the traditions that their parents maybe hand to them. And I think what has been fascinating for me is just being able to sometimes have these conversations with people and stop and realize, you know, why does all of this matter? It's not just that I go into church every Sunday and, you know, pay my dues or whatever, you know. We really need to live this out in our vocations. And it's exciting when you come across people that kind of get that aha moment, you know, and realize, yes, that, you know, in everything that we do, our vocations, they matter. So that's been exciting. And then I just think that, you know, we need help to do what we're doing. If we care about this message, if we care about, you know, spreading the gospel message and teaching people how to defend it as true, It takes money to publish books and to offer these resources, and we really need help. So we appreciate, you know, I really kind of was inspired a little bit more at the end of this year with the sort of grassroots effort where you see people just giving, even sometimes $10, $20, all of it matters. And it's exciting when we see more and more people jumping on board, and it just sort of gives us the wind in our sails to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Sure, to keep providing that education, those resources, the teaching that happens. How do you pull together the resources like you have for 1517? You mentioned a lot of this has to do with Lutheran higher education. A lot of these the speakers are professors, right?
Correct. Yes, a lot of them are connected actually with Concordia University in Irvine, mm-hmm. and pastors. So people that are connected, that are professors and stuff, that definitely care about you know, getting the gospel message out there. But it's been wonderful to see these various pastors and things that just want to help jump on board. A lot of pastors are writing for Jagged Word. And then a lot of the professors are, you know, part of the Speakers Bureau. But yeah, there is a strong connection with Concordia University. And I actually worked there for a little while in their alumni relations as well. So it's, we have, you know, quite a close connection with that. But again, it's all about the people that that want to come together to help get this message out there. And a lot of it is volunteering their time, you know, for the blog writings and things. It's, you know, it's just when you're passionate about something and you want to give to it, then it starts to come. So it's exciting.
How can we find out more about 1517, the Legacy Project, and the various projects that that you all are working on?
Yeah, so if you go to www.1517legacy.com, that's basically the landing page. And from there, you can see, if you scroll down, you can see our various projects, and you can connect to those. And then also, that's where you can get access to their blogs and then our shop where we sell our books. And then also how you can support us is there as well.
Thanks so much for sharing all this with us today, Mrs. Stacy Mallinson. She's the Director of Constituent Relations at 1517, the Legacy Project. Thanks for being our guest today, Stacy.
Thank you.